stressed out?
I'm stressed out.
Enjoy some Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star Winner 2.5.
Yes, I do now.
Well, that was John Miro, of course, here. Last we saw him on The Voice.
I want him back.
Oh,
and
I
then
know it.
Apparently those who decided incorrectly.
And I think that was us.
Well, you know who I blame here. Well, let's welcome John back to the show. John Miro, hey, John.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, everybody. How is it going?
We're good. We're sorry things didn't work out for you, but you do have someone to blame, and he's right here in this room. It's our own producer, Kurt, because he was dancing in the end zone for weeks. He was telling everybody, John has this locked up. He put on social media, John can't lose. He's going to win for sure. He jinxed you. He absolutely jinxed you, John.
It's what I do.
I'm sorry.
John, I am very, very sorry. I ruin lots of things. You are a tremendous singer, performer. I thought you had it in the bag. And yes, as Ken has pointed out, you celebrate after you win. But I don't do that.
You got excited, Kurt, and see what happens.
So I am sorry, John, for ruining all the hopes and dreams.
Kurt is hardly alone. You had a lot of people rooting for you here. You know,
So true.
You know, it came down to this, social media between you and Adam, and I thought, well, John's got to have this in the bag. He's got so many people rooting for him, but not quite enough. What's going through your head in that moment when all that's live? The emotions, I always feel so bad for you guys because I think they want you to be looking at the camera and smiling, and I'm sure they put a lot into your ear, but what are you really thinking in that moment?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be very, very honest with you. For some reason, it was probably 3/4 of the way during the show, I started feeling like, uh-oh, you know, something's going on here, and I may not have this. Because there is a level of confidence that you do have just based on certain things.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's not pride, it's not cockiness, but it's just, you know, part of what we do as artists is we try to do our best to live in real life, as all humans should. And I think I started to just feel like, this, you know, I think I should probably start worrying now. It was just like this slow-moving train coming my way ever so slowly, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it.
And it's playing out on live television. I hate that part of it.
But I will tell you this. I think I had accepted it before, and this might have been dangerous. Let's be honest about the instant save song. But I think that I kind of started feeling it and kind of started just accepting it. So it really didn't, it wasn't a shock.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't a tremendous shock to me, which is why I kept it together pretty much towards the end of the show. The Voice did put like a YouTube video. It was the Eliminations actual YouTube video. That's where you really started to see the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What had happened was is that all of the rest of the contestants had come out on stage to, you know, just kind of say goodbye and everything like that. And as soon as I saw them, I lost it.
Yeah.
And then they lost it.
Yeah.
And then everybody's crying. And, I mean, it was just, you know. But at the end of the day, y'all, let me tell you, for me, John Miro, an Iowa kid, you know, with a dream to get to the top 12 on a show like this. I know we all wanted me to win. I wanted to win. But, you know, once again, that reality factor that I talk about, you know, living in your new reality. I've told that to a lot of contestants who have possibly gotten taken out in different rounds and stuff. I've always said that they've got to live in their new reality. And so I got to practice what I preach. I have to live in my new reality. And I understand that it's still a blessing.
Yes.
It's still a blessing to
of
make
course.
It there. There's still doors that are going to open. There's still opportunities that are coming now and that will continue to come.
So when you get to, when after, you know, they're done recording and you could walk off stage and you grabbed your phone, what did it say? How many texts, how many calls, what were people saying to you on it?
Oh, man. It was definitely a lot of, shock and surprise.
Yes.
That's one thing that I will say is, and it kind of has a little bit of a comfort factor. You know, I mean, you know, I guess it could have been like, well, good, he's gone. I guess I'll just go to the hotel, get the two suitcases, haul right. Uber back to the airport. You know, but it was just a lot of people. I mean, around the world, quite honestly,
yeah,
that were just like, you know, what the crap just happened. So it gives me a little. It gives, you know, to be the first one. You know, if I am gonna, you know, pull back on anything, to be the first one of the top 12 to go, it doesn't feel the best.
No, I know.
But once again, like I said, you do have to live in your new reality and accept things for the way they are. But yeah, it was definitely just a lot of people were, what?
Yes. Yes. That was the sentiment around here that day.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are on the phone with John Miro, of course, from The Voice, Lutheran Church of Hope, too. And some good news in that arena, right?
You're coming back into town.
Great choice of words, by the way. Yeah.
That's what I hear. So
I like
tell us about
what you did there.
Yeah, tell us about it. What's the of course it's Christmas, so where are you going to be and what's
so
going on?
I'm going to be hanging out with my church family at Lutheran Church of Hope on Christmas Eve. I think there are three services on Christmas Eve. And they were all going to be at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Yes.
I think you guys are calling it the Wells now, right?
I think they've tried to catch that on since they opened the thing, and I don't know. Some people like it, and others have never gone that way. But
I've heard some people calling it, and that might have been a new thing since I left town.
Everyone knows what you're talking about.
It's like the Wells. It's kind of be cool. You know?
Either one of anybody will go with. Yeah. So, so three Christmas Eve shows, you said? Is that right?
Well, services. You know,
sure, of course. Yeah. But I mean, you know. I want to make sure it's Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day. That's the point I was trying to make.
Oh, yeah. Definitely okay. Christmas Eve. Definitely Christmas Eve. Yes, sir. So, you know, it's going to be so fun hanging out with the family. I've come back pretty much every year since I've lived in Atlanta to sing at the Christmas services. But obviously, this one's going to be a lot more special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are so many people. Every time I get on and am able to say something, I always talk about the support. I always talk about the love. I mean, there are so many people that, I mean, I was seeing people say, you know, there was 100, we, you know, our house, you know, we got everybody's phones and we did 100 votes, so just so much support that has come out of Iowa, that has come out of Des Moines, that has come out of Lutheran Church of Hope, as well as across the world. So it's, you know, it's just going to be great to be able to go back home and just kind of lay in that support, you know, and be able to talk to people and, you know, share the story, you know, give people the inside scoop and just different things like that. So it's going to be great.
All right. Very cool. Sing some Christmas songs, too. Yeah, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, maybe
absolutely.
One or two. No,
maybe one or two. John Miro, of course, from The Voice. And as he said, back at Lutheran Church of Hope, Wells Fargo Arena for three Christmas Eve services. Golly, coming up in less than a month.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you, John. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, again,
for you.
John, I'm very sorry.
But congratulations on all your success and everything that's going well for you. John Miro.
To watch.
You bet, John. Thank you, John.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.